Kids have it very good now. My friend's a teacher. She told me that the parents will take the kid's side over the teacher now. That's insane. That never happened. My parents trusted every grown-up more than they trusted me. I don't mean coaches and teachers. Any human adult's word was better than mine. Any hobo or drifter could have taken me by the ear up to my front door and been like, "Excuse me, your kid bit my dick." And my mom would be like, "John Edmund Mullaney, did you bite this nice man's dick?" And I would be the only one who was like, "Hey, doesn't anyone want to know why his dick was near my biter's in the first place? Isn't anyone curious as to how I had access?" Don't get me wrong, my parents love us. They just didn't like us. We weren't friends. People are now like, "My mom's my best friend." It's like, "Oh, is she a super bad mom?" My parents didn't trust us, and they shouldn't have trusted us. We were little goblins. We were terrible. I remember one time we were going into this resort for a vacation when we were little kids. And 3 weeks before we went to the resort, my dad sat us down and he said, "All right, we're going to a resort. And I've just been informed that the man who owns the resort only has one arm." And we were like, "Oh, yes. Yeah, yes." Now I'm telling you 3 weeks in advance so that you will not freak out when you see that he only has one arm. Oh, we're gonna freak out so bad. "Yes, John, you have a question. How did he lose his arm?" That's exactly what you won't ask. And then I did ask. I went into the kitchen one day and I was like, "So how'd you lose your arm?" And he was like, "Well, I was born with only one arm." And I was like, "Nah."